You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WISS Daily News Roundup for Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. There's a new candidate in next year's race for state Supreme Court, where races have become more high profile than ever, especially following last year's contest between Susan Crawford and Brad Schimmel, which became the most expensive state court race in American history. Savannah Tomei Olson has details.
Conservative Justice Rebecca Bradley's term is up in 2027. Liberal appellate judge and former state representative Chris Taylor announced she would be running against Bradley. But then, about a month ago, Bradley announced she would not seek re-election. Liberal judges have won four of the last five Wisconsin Supreme Court elections. Now, a conservative contender is entering the race to replace her. Maria Lazar has been on the 2nd District Court of Appeals since 2022.
I am an independent, impartial judge who strives to follow the law and Constitution in every decision I make from the bench. It is time to restore that level of judicial dedication to the court. That is precisely why I have decided to run for the open seat on the Wisconsin Supreme Court.
The court currently has a 4-3 liberal majority. If a conservative candidate wins, that balance would stay the same. If a liberal candidate wins, the court would have a 5-2 liberal majority. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
September was National Recovery Month, which transitions nicely into October, designated as Mental Health Awareness Month. Mental health issues can and do sometimes translate into substance use and abuse disorders. Apricity Services, based in Appleton, is a nonprofit organization that offers everything from residential treatment for addiction, peer-based recovery, transitional housing, sober living, and employment services. Dan Hawk is the president of contract packaging and recovery support at Apricity.
There's no one size fits all for recovery. People need different help with all different kinds of things.
Hawk said some people need help with sober living or transitional housing or even finding work.
Once people complete treatment, they're looking for what's next. And so Apricity provides employment opportunities so that once they're done and ready to move on to the next thing, we have job opportunities. So they're working in our building. We provide supported employment, teach them how to be better employees.
Jolie Vervoort, who is Apricity's president of residential treatment, said there are many misconceptions about substance abuse, addiction, and recovery.
I'm not sick enough, or I haven't used long enough, or I haven't been in enough trouble, or I haven't had enough negative consequences. If you're thinking about your using to the point of, I wonder if I have a problem, it might be time to take a peek at what's really happening.
Vervoort says another misconception people have is that help's just not available. It is, she says, through the county public health department, to medical professionals, to residential treatment programs, and therapy. The Oshkosh Police Department is once again reminding residents to remove all valuable items, especially firearms, from their vehicles and to lock both cars and homes. According to a press release, there have been 36 thefts from vehicles since March. Five of those involved firearms being taken, and three of those events were from unlocked vehicles. Police remind residents to remove all valuables from your vehicle, park in well-lit areas and areas under video surveillance, close your car windows and lock the doors even if you're parked inside of your garage. Lock all doors to your home, including garage doors and side doors, and leave outside lights on for extra visibility during the night. A former Appleton man was sentenced to 10 years in federal prison for possessing firearms as a felon. 42-year-old Jason Evans was arrested following a domestic disturbance in Appleton on Christmas Day last year. Seized firearms from that arrest were found to be connected to a shooting in Oshkosh in November, where a suspect fired a handgun at occupied vehicles after a verbal altercation. Evans was sentenced in federal court September 25th. We're learning new details about the ICE arrests in Manitowoc County last week. Connie Fellman has more.
Authorities identified six of those arrested calling them some of the worst of the worst. Assistant Secretary of Homeland Security Tricia McLaughlin says the arrests included those convicted of sexually assaulting a child, hit and run, DUI, identity theft, and possession of narcotic equipment. Immigrant advocacy groups condemn the arrests, saying not all of those taken into custody have criminal records. They say it's reckless to group dairy farm workers trying to provide for their families with convicted criminals.
The Department of Homeland Security says 24 people were taken into custody. This week through October 4th is Hereditary Breast and Ovarian Cancer Week. Here's Civic Media's Melissa Kay.
The goal of this week is to remind women that understanding personal risk is one of the most powerful tools for prevention and early detection. Cecilia Strode is an MD and breast surgeon with Aspirus Health. She explains the common risk factors are fairly straightforward.
Being born female and getting older.
She continues explaining many other factors that can contribute to the 1 in 8 women who will be diagnosed with breast cancer in their lifetime. That's according to the American Cancer Society.
Lifestyle issues such as not moving enough or eating a lot of highly processed foods and not having a good diet, excessive stress. And then the thing that we have come to think a little bit more about, especially this year, is the role of alcohol. So now they believe that 1 in 7 breast cancers may be actually alcohol related.
This week is specifically focused on hereditary cancers that affect women.
About 10% of breast cancers are thought to be hereditary or related to a genetic mutation.
That's Jessica Gaffney. She's a PA and breast health specialist with Aspirus Health.
There's about 15, maybe 20 genetic mutations that can put an individual at a higher risk of breast cancer specifically.
Past medical history and family history also matter. Gaffney says self-breast exams, as well as discussion with family members and professionals, are tools individuals have for prevention and early detection.
Be aware of your breast tissue, know your breast density, know your risk factors, advocate for yourself.
I'm Melissa Kay.
Bert Kreischer, the comedian known for doing his sets shirtless, returns to the Oshkosh Arena on March 12th for the only Wisconsin date for his extended Permission to Party World Tour. The Machine, as he's also known, last appeared in Oshkosh in 2023, and even tended bar shirtless at Pete's Garage. Tickets go on sale Friday at 10 a.m. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
New faces on the Bucks roster. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA head coach Doc Rivers revealed that when he first arrived in Milwaukee, he told GM John Horst straight up, the Bucks roster was too old and too slow.
John knew, we talked about it. I felt strongly that it's hard to win at the pace that we were trying to play at. We still won games and we were good, but, you know, I just felt strongly that we need more speed. We need more guys that can guard multiple positions.
The Bucks training camp now underway. College football. Wisconsin faces number 20th ranked Michigan. Kickoff 11 a.m. Saturday. Badgers quarterback Danny O'Neill has already been sacked 13 times so far in just the first four games of this season. That's one more than the 12 sacks they allowed all last year.
Maybe changing up what we do pre-snap a little bit, trying to simplify some things. We know what we're going to see. We just got to be able to go translate it from the film room to the field and from practice to the game.
That's Badgers quarterback Danny O'Neill with Sports on Mike Clemens.
After his recent suspension and then being put back on the air within a week, Jimmy Kimmel gave an emotional and hilarious monologue upon his return to Jimmy Kimmel Live. Not only was it highly rated on TV, Kimmel's monologue set a record on YouTube. The host's opening segment reached almost 18 million views on YouTube within 22 hours of being posted, making it the most watched monologue in the history of YouTube, according to Variety. A Wheel of Fortune contestant from Connecticut has won the biggest jackpot in the show's history at a little over $1 million. Christina Derevyanik told Ryan Seacrest that if she won the $1 million, she would put in her 2 weeks' notice at work, at which point Seacrest reminded her boss was in the crowd. Derevyanik said she is going to pay off her student loans and buy a house with the money. She also won trips to Japan and Montana before winning the $1 million. In addition to all that, she received a hug from the iconic Vanna White. Celebrities like Emily Blunt, Ben Stiller, Mark Ruffalo, Tom Hanks, and Scarlett Johansson have all been vocal about their opposition to AI in the entertainment business. Yesterday in the Beats, I mentioned Tilly Norwood, an AI actress who even has an Instagram account and whose creator says she will probably be signed by a talent agency soon. As you can imagine, that did not sit well with actors. One in particular, Melissa Barrera, who has been part of the Scream franchise, recently said that any agency that signs an AI performer should be boycotted. Two prominent talent agencies, the William Morris Endeavor and the Gersh Agency, have vowed they will not sign the Tilly Norwood creation or other AI actors. According to Yahoo Entertainment, a representative from the William Morris Endeavor says they only represent humans. That's a very admirable stance. I just wish when they represented me, they would have returned my calls quicker. Seriously, though, it is a small victory. I hope the momentum continues. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This sunny, warm, summery weather is going to continue for a few more days, but we will feel a lot more like fall by next week. Today, though, sunny, high in the upper 70s to low 80s this afternoon. Tonight, clear with a low in the upper 50s to near 60. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the low to mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
That's your WISS Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WISS.FM. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.